Welcome to the Sex Talk Cafe, a podcast where you'll get to learn from the experts in the field of sex, love, and relationships. The mission of the Sex Talk Cafe is to normalize the conversation on sexuality while building a bridge between the sexual and spiritual. I'm your host, Susan Morgan Taylor. I'm a holistic sex therapist, intuitive coach, and specialist in women's sexuality and feminine spirituality. I'm the founder and CEO of the Pathway to Pleasure Collective, where I help women and couples around the world restore intimacy, save their relationship, and get back to love without feeling like they have to sacrifice themselves just to keep their partner happy. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to the Sex Talk Cafe. I'm really excited today to have Margot here with us for the Sex Talk Cafe. Margot is a former client of mine who completed a four-month private mentorship program with me. One of the really unique ways that I work with clients is that I actually create customized programs that really help to meet you exactly where you're at. What I have found, and one of the things that I find very disappointing and unacceptable, honestly, is that so many people have told me, like, yeah, I went and we worked with a couples therapist for a year, or I worked with an individual therapist for 2 years, and it really didn't help. Like, it didn't solve the problem. Like, it was helpful for some things, but it didn't really help me with the problem. And so one of the ways that I work with clients is by creating customized containers, customized programs that are really uniquely tailored to you and to your needs. And we move through that. So there's a very clear start date, there's a clear end date, there's a very clear expectation for what's going to happen in that amount of time that we're working together. And I work this way because what you're going to hear today from Margot is literally the reason why I do what I do and the reason why I work in these sort of closed-end containers that are custom created for my clients, because Margot is a living, breathing example of a client success story. And I'm just really happy that she's here today, that she's agreed to come on to the Sex Talk Cafe and share her experience with my listeners. Because I think her story will be really inspiring for many of you out there who are struggling with some of the same things that Margot struggled with, that we were able to really literally transform during our work together. So let's just jump right into this experience here with Margot. Margot, I'm so excited to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy you asked me, because I feel like before I started working with you, I was feeling really lost, and there's a lack of information for women. There's a lack of information for women who need help expressing their sexuality and enjoying sex. And I think it's important that I talk to you. So maybe someone who's curious about working with you or working with another sex therapist, I just want them to kind of get a little taste of what I went through.
Yes. Oh, I just love that. It's so true. When we hear someone else's story like yours, it paves the way. It paves the way for others to maybe reach out for the help they need. Whereas before, maybe they were afraid or they didn't even know. I think that happens a lot too, like not even knowing how to find the right help. So maybe you could just speak a little bit about that. Like, how did you even think to look for a sex therapist?
Well, so I'll give a little background kind of my past experiences. Yeah. So when I was younger, I was raised in a very, religious home. And so we didn't talk about anything related to, sex, pleasure, anything like that. And so I was ever since I was young, just kind of flying blind, not really knowing, not really having a relationship with my body, not really knowing how to create a relationship with my body. The only information I had about sex and dating and relationships came from, like, women's magazines and, just reading Cosmopolitans, trying
to
learn. Really reliable sources. So, like, young me was just reading, like, 10 ways to drive your guy crazy. And I'm like, okay, like, this is nothing about me. This is nothing about, I don't know. I didn't even know where to start. And I was looking, the only information that was available to me were those types of things. And so,
yeah.
I really didn't know where to go to. And when I was in my teenage years, I was starting to, like, my friends and I would talk about, like, sex and stuff. And my girlfriends were talking about, orgasming. And I was, I didn't have a relationship with my body, and I had never had an orgasm before. And so I was like, oh, well, everyone else is, something's, I should try and give myself one. And, I didn't even know where to start with that. So I would, I hopped on the internet, and it was like, just, it was very, I don't know. It was like, stimulate your clit and then you'll come. And I was, it wasn't good. And I was not enjoying it. And I was like, well, maybe this is something that I don't get to enjoy. Maybe this isn't for me. And I would talk to friends. I even talked to, doctors, and they were like, oh, well, maybe you got to buy some toys. You got to, the tips that were just like not helping me at all. And I got to a place where I was, disassociating during sex. The pleasure I was getting from sex was the pleasure of, being wanted, like feeling like somebody wanted me. It wasn't any type of physical pleasure. And so disassociation became the norm for me. And I was, there was one specific moment when I was, I was having sex with a previous partner, and I was totally disassociated. I was in another little world, and I just had this voice that was like, this cannot be it for me. This can't be it. There's something wrong.
Wow.
And so I hopped on Google the next day, and I Googled sex therapist and Pathway to Pleasure. Your website came up, and I set up the consultation with you, and I called you, and you were like, I'd had so many people kind of brush me off. And so it was kind of my last hope. And I called you, and you were like, oh no, this is everything. This is what I specialize in. And I can't explain to you the relief I felt when someone finally listened to me.
Wow. It's so huge. Yeah. Cause you had really, and I think that's common of a lot of people that finally kind of make it through my door anyway, in terms of working with me, is they've tried a lot of other things and gotten really bad advice that like isn't the root of the issue. And it sounds like you kind of had a lot from other professionals, even like not just from Google and Cosmo magazine, but you were really trying to resource and help yourself, and even other professionals weren't able to kind of steer you in the right direction, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it's that lack of information. Even it's just not out there readily available. And so, I was just getting, I had people tell me, oh, you got to buy this cream. You got to buy this specific toy. You have to do this. You have to watch this type of porn. You have to do this. And like everything I tried pushed me further and further away. And it made me feel helpless, and it made me feel, ashamed and embarrassed. Like there was, I wasn't, I don't know, I don't know if the term, like a good woman, like I wasn't, I wasn't doing it right. There was something wrong with me. And the more things I tried, the more embarrassed I got that I couldn't get any sort of result.
Because you were being sort of given all these external solutions, like just put this on top of the problem and see if that solves it. And obviously that wasn't the thing. Wasn't the root of the problem. So of course it's going to feel like, well, I tried that and that didn't work. And then I tried that and that didn't work. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense that you would start to feel kind of helpless and hopeless.
Yeah. And what makes me so sad is there is so much information, not information. There's so many things that I read that it was like, just, hey, it's okay. Some women can't orgasm. Like I read that phrase so many times, and I still see it to this day. I had kind of put myself in that category. And I believed that that is just how it was. And the sex I was getting was all that I was going to get. And, in the pit of my stomach, I knew that wasn't true. I hadn't really talked about intuition or listening to my body yet, but my body was trying to talk to me, but I didn't know how to listen just yet.
Not yet. We'll get to that in a minute, I'm sure. But yeah. And I mean, I'm just so glad. It's sad because what you're speaking to, like, obviously you're not the only woman that's being exposed to those That information, which is a myth, like some women just can't orgasm. It's not true. I want our listeners to really hear this because it really is a myth that's perpetuated out there, as Margot is sharing and verifying. And I don't know, Margot, I might have said this to you at some point during our work, but it's like just because you haven't orgasmed yet doesn't mean that you can't. I know a woman who had her first orgasm at age 50, and she was kind of like you, Margot, like her whole life just thought like, well, it's just not for me, or I can't, or all the programming that we're fed through lack of education around sexuality can really mess us up and really can impact our capacity to experience what our bodies are designed to experience. So I love that you're sharing this.
Yes.
I'm so glad though that for you, like you knew, you're like there, I know this isn't true. I know there's something else is possible. So tell us more. Tell us what happens next for
Yeah, of
you.
course. And also, side note, if a man couldn't orgasm, there would be like a team of doctors that would be like, we gotta find a pill or we gotta figure it out. But like with women, they're like, hey, no, you just can't. So yeah, very
They just
frustrating. But
normalize it for women, like, oh no, but it's so funny, such a good point.
yeah, it's so insane to me. But sorry, what was your question?
But no, maybe you can share a little bit about, like, so we worked together. How long did we work together? Was it about 4 months?
I think it was 4.5, 4 and a half months, maybe.
Something like that. Okay, cool. So maybe you can just share, if you wish, if you're willing, share a little bit about like what's different for you now after going through this experience and this process of doing the work that we did.
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, my first session going to see you, I really didn't know what to expect. I was like, oh, is she just gonna show me a bunch of sex toys and make me, I don't know. I really was kind of flying blind. I didn't know what working with a sex therapist would be like.
Know what you were walking into, like, oh.
I had no idea. But I was like, you know what? I've tried everything else. I've thrown so much money at all this other stuff, and why not just let's give it a try. But yeah, the program after working with you, the exercises we did, it wasn't just about sex. It was mainly about, for me, what I needed was relaxation, and it takes me a long time to feel relaxed and safe. And for me to get to a place of pleasure, I have to get to that place. And we talked a lot about that. And there was so much more than I thought. To me, I was like, oh, I can't orgasm. But then like when I started working with you, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm enjoying sex at all. Like I think that's not even the first problem, that's or the first thing I wanted to deal with. And since working with you and doing the practices, the meditations, the journaling, what was so such a relief to me with working with you was, like I said, I had had such a lack of information, and the program that you created, they're literally like 30 to 45-minute videos every week where I was just like, oh my God, finally I have like something concrete that's hopeful and beautiful and, really makes me feel good about being a woman and not just about sexuality, but like really just thinking that women are just incredible sexual creatures. And I was really starting to, not just learn about my sexuality, but kind of fall in love with myself. And
I do remember that when we first started working together, and this is so true of almost everybody that kind of starts with sex therapy, is that like initially it's usually like the thing that's causing the problem isn't necessarily explicitly the sex. It's like the fact that we can't get out of our heads, for example, or like you said you were dissociating a lot, like you were in some other world, and therefore you weren't really showing up for the experience that was happening. So you weren't even having pleasure. So it wasn't even that like you couldn't orgasm or any of this other stuff. It was that you weren't even like in your body. And I think a lot of times we don't really, it sounds like such a simple thing, which it actually is a very simple thing, but it's not something that we ever think as a go-to, as a place to start, right? Like we're told get more toys or watch erotica or watch porn or do this or do that, instead of like, can you learn how to slow down, how to be present, which requires that we relax, because relaxation, as you're speaking to right now, is literally like the gateway to pleasure, right? If our nervous system is tense and we're not even present for the sensations happening in our body, forget about orgasm, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And also, not just with self-pleasure, with how to talk to your partner about what you need. And
Yeah.
I just didn't even
Like
know.
how did our work help you with that? Because I think that's a really big one that a lot of women struggle with. Like, what's different for you now in that domain in terms of knowing what you want, speaking up for what you want, communicating with your partner about sex?
Well, it's funny you say speaking up. So when I started, when you and I were working together, I was having issues speaking up, not only during sex, but with, different aspects of my life. And you were talking to me about how your body hangs on to anger, and especially as women, we hang on to these negative emotions, and we did some work on, how to release that and how to speak up for yourself. And I tell this to my friends all the time. You called it the increasing your capacity to feel bad means you get to feel good. Like if you have an uncomfortable conversation that is really difficult, you get it all out there, you finally get to like feel good. So now, during sex or even in my life, like if something is not right, I now speak up for myself. And it's changed everything. It really has. And I'm able to kind of advocate for myself and get what I need. And honestly, the partner I'm with now is incredible and very patient and just like very respectful of what I need. And I need a lot of relaxation. I don't even want any genitals touched for a long time until I'm absolutely ready. And I didn't know that about myself. I literally was kind of just thinking that, I don't know, I just didn't have a relationship with my body and know what I wanted.
Just kind of
So
diving in. I think I remember too is that you were also like super focused on just making sure your partner had a good time, like before we worked together, like, right? Like a lot of your attention was like, well, let me make sure that he's happy and am I putting on a good show for him? And like, I think that's a phase a lot of women get trapped in, and they're not then connecting with their own experience, their own sensation, their own enjoyment. And so of course we lose interest over time, right? Like there's nothing in this for me. So we just kind of check out.
And there was so much performing, and everything that I was doing was like just stuff that I'd like seen in porn or read in a magazine, and I was like having no connection to anything. And of course I wasn't liking it, and I was disassociating, not only because I didn't like it was boring, just boring. And I was like, okay, this is dumb.
Do you feel like you're able, it sounds like you're able now to experience pleasure in your body, and I'm curious if the orgasm piece has changed for you.
So I actually, as of I think like maybe 2 months ago, I did start orgasming, which is very exciting. I honestly, like, I really couldn't believe it, and it's very special. And I even talked to my partner about how, like, how special that is for me. And I felt so, I don't know, I felt so good. And also I was finally given the space, and I was able to fully relax. And I don't know, it just makes me think of the first thought that I had was like, not the first thought, but something that kind of stuck with me were all those articles that were like, oh, some women can't. And I was like, oh no, like that's That's one of the reasons why I'm here talking to you today, because
Yeah,
I.
let's dispel that myth for good. And this is awesome news, Margot. And I want to speak to this for a minute because I think it will help our listeners, women out there struggling like you did. And this is what I'll say is orgasm, it's kind of just, it's a pathway. And sort of once your body finds it, you'll be able to soften and surrender and relax into that same groove, like again and again, and even find other expressions and other grooves of orgasm. And I'm kind of curious for you, do you find that to be true? Like once your body and your mind and all of you kind of found that path, is it easier for you now to access?
Yes, and it's very interesting because I first experienced orgasm and then it happened again and it was great. And then, it's so great and it's so fun that I was putting pressure on myself to get there again.
Oh yeah.
And then immediately that wasn't working and I was like, oh, Mimi, you're literally doing everything. Like you have to remember your relaxation and not putting pressure on yourself. And so like I kind of had to have a little talk with myself about that and just remember that enjoy the journey getting there because that's like kind of the best part too. Yeah, now every time I have sex, I 9 times out of 10 orgasm and it's yeah, and sometimes or it's sometimes it's more intense than others and it's just so interesting and it's very fun and it's very I hate the word cool, but it's pretty cool because it's like I still am figuring things out and my partner is like of course really into it and very
Yeah.
supportive
That
and I guess
helps too, just to
oh
speak to
yeah.
that for a minute. Like it's like you discovered that you need a lot of space and time to relax, to be present and to not feel any pressure. And I think that's a big part that a lot of women struggle with. We're like, oh my God, I'm taking too long. Oh my God, my partner, he's ready to go. Like I don't want to make him wait. And we put all this pressure on ourselves. And then we wonder why can't I orgasm as quickly as he did? There's something wrong with me. When really it's not true. It's like the way that a lot of women are wired, and it sounds like you were, is like you need the time and the spaciousness, and you need a partner that can be patient. You need to give yourself that permission, right? Of like, I'm giving myself this time to let my body open, to let my body relax. And then there's the other piece of like really having that trust, like you're with a partner right now that you really trust, and
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
you're very open emotionally to him. And I mean, that's another piece too with women's sexuality, right? Like our bodies are not going to open to someone we don't fundamentally, if we're not trusting them or we're holding resentment or there's something in the relational field that's impacting us. Our bodies naturally are not going to want to open to that. So the relational space is also as important as that internal space where you're working internally with relaxation, being present. But the external is like, do I trust this person that I'm with? Am I sure that he's going to be here with me while I let my guard down and go into that expansive, vulnerable place of orgasm? So I think those pieces are also really important, and they've really come together for you, it sounds like, to help you be able to have this experience, which is cool, super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, like I've had such a interesting experience with like, usually when I orgasm, it's the same way. It's the same like position. And the other day I was talking to my partner and I was like, I feel bad that, I keep doing this the same way. Like I don't want it to, be boring for you. And he was and then, immediately as I said it, I was like, oh no, it's why are you doing that again? It's like for me, it's a constant practice. It's constantly
Sure.
checking in,
Yep.
which you're never, you don't go to the gym once and you're done. Like you
Right.
kind of have to check in. And for me, he was like, no, I just love when you're enjoying yourself. And because,
Yeah.
I feel like honestly, when I'm fully relaxed and I'm like, having sex and really enjoying it and, getting closer to that place of orgasm. It's definitely more of like a meditative state and
Yeah.
being able to fully unplug and just really like kind of go into my own little world. It's just,
Exactly.
yeah, it's,
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that you're saying this right now because like what you just described is so common for so many women. Like, oh my God, what if he's bored? Or what if I'm being selfish? I'm focusing too much on my own enjoyment and I'm not worried about his pleasure at this moment. But I will tell you that the most interesting and enjoyable and sexy thing that a man could ever behold is seeing his woman in pleasure. And as women, we don't understand this. And I know if there were
Yes.
men here, they would all be nodding their head. To see a woman deeply immersed in her pleasure and enjoying her body, her sensations, just that play is literally like what turns a guy on, like more than anything in the entire world. And I mean, you don't have to look too far to find the evidence of this, because most of porn is that, right? It's like they do a lot of, I'm not really like a big porn watcher, but I know there's been studies done on this, and like seeing the woman's face in having all the expressions and her body and pleasure, like why they show so much of that, in addition to there's other certain shots that are kind of overused, but that one's a really big one.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
that's the thing, right? Like, wow, look, you know, she's responding to what I'm doing to her. Like, a man wants to feel you responding to him. So, you know, when we're shut down or disconnected or afraid to let ourselves really drop into our pleasure, we're like a, you know, it's like a block or a wall, and there's no response to him, like that he will feel like, what am I doing wrong, right? Or like,
Yeah.
why am I not having an impact on her? How do I get her to respond to me? And it's not that we want to perform, but like that is literally the sexiest thing to a man. So I'd love that you just brought that up, and that like you had that little nudge, like, oh no, what if he's bored? Okay, no, let's not go there, because the turn on is when we're in our own bliss, so to speak.
Exactly. And something else that and men should hear this, that sometimes, oh yeah, it takes a little bit longer for women to be ready to have sex, and we need a little bit more touch that's maybe not like sexual or whatever, but like once you get, at least for me, like once you get me warmed up, like
Yeah.
it's very fun. But
Yes.
you have to get there, and if you get women there, it's an incredible place, but it takes a little bit of time. But like,
You know, I think it takes also like some of the stuff that you worked on too. Like, I think I just want to add this in because I don't want to, and not that you're not doing this, but sometimes we have, and I did this for, you know, all through my marriage for many years and even beyond after my marriage ended, of kind of like, oh, my man has to get me there. Like, but
yeah.
there's also the other piece of like us being able to allow ourselves to get there, which happens through the relaxation and the practice of being in the body. Our willingness to surrender to our own sensations helps our man help us to get there. So there's sort of like a co-creative thing that's happening. But yes,
Yeah.
our partners also, if they invest that time in us up front, it's going to have huge payoff on the back end.
Oh yeah, and also something else that I really liked about the work with you was, it wasn't just about like me. I kind of learned how to like touch my partner in a way that was pleasurable for me. Like for me, it was, oh, I want to learn how to enjoy having, myself being touched. But I also learned throughout the work we did that I was like, oh, I'm honestly thinking about like what he's gonna like, and I'm not really like touching him because I want to like, explore and experience and enjoy his body. And now I'm able to do that. And it's really changed the type of sex. And I don't know,
Wow.
it's just become so much more than just like, oh, how do I learn to enjoy it? And now it's like, oh, now I finally get to like enjoy touching my partner in a way that I haven't felt before. And like,
That's
yeah,
beautiful. That's huge. Yeah, that learning how to touch for your enjoyment. There, you know, there's the two ways of touching. I know we worked on this, but like there's where we're touching for them, like, oh, am I doing what they want? Is this how he wants it? Am I doing it? You know, and then there's that how we touch where I'm like, oh, I'm going to explore this gorgeous body and just feel the deliciousness of it. And I'm touching somebody else, but the enjoyment is really for my pleasure. I'm doing what I want. And that usually is the biggest game changer for most people, learning how to touch and explore in that way. I know for me it was. That was how I learned to really enjoy quote unquote giving oral sex. I learned how to make it feel really, really good for my mouth, and I started to get really turned on by it. And like I literally learned how to really love doing that. Whereas prior to that, learning how to touch in that way, I didn't really, you know, I didn't know, am I doing it right? Is he even liking this? And This feels like a lot of work, and I'm uncomfortable, and my jaw hurts, and my body's uncomfortable, but I have to do it because this is what men like, you know? And so I know that like learning the other way of touching, it can be an absolute game changer for most people. I know it was for me, and it sounds like it was for you, and it really, really opens those floodgates to pleasure and receiving pleasure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's and there's also I feel like there is a certain, I don't know if power is the right word, but like I feel in control, but also like I get to, it feels very special to be able to,
You're like in your goddess power. You're like
definitely, definitely very
human.
goddess,
That's
totally
so awesome.
goddess
Yeah, I
moment.
totally feel what you're saying. Because I think when we come into that place as women of like really being in our beautiful, divine sexuality, our goddess energy, there's such a power in that. And a lot of our power also is through that capacity to surrender deeply. Like that is really an absolutely extremely powerful aspect of our feminine sexuality. And so it sounds like a paradox, but it's really like it's not, like that's really where the beauty is, I think, in being a woman and being able to be incarnated in this female form and really embodying the sexual expression through the female form is so wonderful and so beautiful.
Oh yeah, very, very magical, very, very special. And yeah, I feel like through the work on my sexuality, I also like have a relationship with my myself, and I listen to myself, and that helps during sex, like, and also throughout my life. Like I feel like I just have this new relationship with myself, and I'm so happy to be in the place that I'm at right now.
I'm so
So
happy for
far,
you.
yeah,
Yeah.
so far from when I met you.
How old are you, if you don't mind sharing for our listeners?
I am 28. I'll be 29 next
I
month.
love it. I love it that you are finding this in your 20s and not in your 50s or 60s, though it's never too late for our listeners. As I said, I know a woman who had her first orgasm at 50, so it's never too late, but I really admire that. And I really admire you, Margot, for like reaching out for help and like getting this piece lined up for yourself because you've got it now for the rest of your life. Like you have the pathway and you're not going to have to suffer like so many other women who, by the way, those who are listening to this, that you do not have to suffer anymore because what Margot is sharing with us is that there is a pathway. Margot is a living, breathing example of this, and it is absolutely possible for all of us, no matter how old you are or what your history or your background is, that pleasure, enjoyment, orgasm, all this stuff is a possibility for every woman. It's our birthright, I truly believe.
Yeah, put your Cosmo down. There's
Yeah. Get rid of the fashion mags, get off of the internet. The internet is good, but just be careful what you're being told. Like notice the lack of actual education that's happening. Don't fall victim to the myth that like, oh, women aren't as sexual as men, or some women just don't orgasm. Just because you haven't orgasmed yet doesn't mean that you can't or you don't. You just haven't found the pathway yet, and the pathway is there. You can find
And
it.
just so your listeners know, I was so far from enjoyment, and now I'm having the best time. So there really is help for you. And so I've just really loved all the work you did with me, and I practice it every day.
Wow. Well, yeah, Margot. I mean, it was just a blast working with you and such an enjoyment. The thing that puts the smile on my face and literally like you're such an example of why I do what I do. You came in like so ready to invest the time, the energy, the resources. You put a lot of trust and faith in me, in the process, and also in yourself. And you were living proof that when those three things are there, when we are just ready, willing, and able, and ready to show up 100%, that we do make huge leaps and we can absolutely transform our lives when we get this piece aligned and when we show up and we do the work just like you did. Yeah, that change absolutely is possible and that you are your own healer. And I really look at myself really just as the one who, I held the space, I facilitated, I provided the guidance and the structure, but you showed up and you did it. And look at your life now. So it's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your story with our listeners. Is there anything else, just in closing, that you want to share that you think that would be helpful for other people to know?
I think that my biggest takeaway is that when I started working with you, I thought I was working on, just sex and pleasure. But after leaving and after doing the program and working with you, the way I live my life is differently, and the way I show up for myself is differently. And I think if you're struggling with sex and sexuality, there's a piece of yourself that's missing, and when you get to find it, it's really incredible, and you feel like you have a fresh start. So, yeah, no, I'm just grateful, and I'm very happy that you had me on today. I'm glad I got to share my experience.
For my listeners out there today who really resonated with Margo's story, if there's anything there that you also are struggling with that you've been maybe thinking about reaching out to somebody to get help with, I work with clients around the world through online services and programs. I would love to personally invite you to reach out to me by booking a complimentary consultation call. The best way to do that is by going to bookwithsusan.com and select a date and time there. And I would love to connect with you and see how I could support you to get some of the same results that Margo was able to get through her 4-month mentorship program with me. Thank you for joining me today for the Sex Talk Cafe. Please be sure to show your support by subscribing to this podcast and sharing it with your friends. To keep in the loop on future events and happenings, and to grab your copy of our free ebook, The Pleasure Keys, 7 Secrets to Feminine Sexual Fulfillment, visit us online at pathwaytopleasure.com.